Welcome into today's Community Close-Up. We have with us today
Ruthie Stiles from the Blue Ridge Partnership for Children.
You've got something that I've never seen before. I don't know if this may not be new, but this is something new to me. Family Matters, maybe is the name of it?
This is a new program that the partnership is offering with our Yancey Alliance for Young Children.
Tell me about it.
Well, it's opportunities to learn some new information about things that most parents, caregivers wonder about with their kids. So we're very excited to have the opportunity to bring this to folks.
So how's it going to work?
Well, what we have is four different topics, and each topic will be presented three times throughout a 12-week period.
Mm-hmm.
The classes are free. We will provide childcare, and we will provide dinner.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
It is pretty cool. All we ask is that you pre-register so we know how much childcare and how much food.
Okay. So tell me some of the classes.
Some of our classes are developmental stages, birth to three. Learn about the variety of ways babies and toddlers develop so you can use those milestones as a guide for what to expect, you know, because we all wonder, is that really what they're supposed to be doing
at that
age?
Yeah.
And then we have something that all parents and caregivers can kind of recognize, ways to put an end to arguing, back-talking, and begging.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That'll be an interesting one.
Yeah. Learn how to avoid some unwinnable arguments and power struggles. Set some enforceable limits and preserve loving relationships with your kids. That's presented by Trace Magner, who is the director at the Yancey County Cooperative Extension. And he will be using the love and logic approach.
Start to say he's the love and logic guy. I've heard a little bit about that recently.
He is the love and logic guy. Helping kids cope with stress. Mm-hmm. You know, kids are not stressed out these days.
Aren't you funny?
Yeah, well, you know, in this helping kids cope with stress, you'll learn more about the impact of stress on a child's developing brain, mm-hmm. and some strategies for helping kids cope with higher chronic stress from a variety of things.
Yeah. So in addition to Trace, is there going to be a specialist at each one of them that's going to be doing the teaching?
I'm so glad you asked. Wendy Ward from the Child Development Services Agency, or CDSA, will be doing the developmental stages birth to three. Trace, of course, will be doing the back talk, how to end that. The Helping Kids Cope with Stress will be Teresa Anderson, who is an outpatient therapist with RHA Health Services. And then for the fourth one is That's Simple Ways to Manage Misbehavior, because, you know, kids might occasionally misbehave, and we want to learn how to handle that in a positive manner.
Mm-hmm.
And so in this class, you'll learn some of the reasons why kids tend to do what they do and the benefits of how to use a positive parenting approach. And so that will be Josette Prisk, who is a licensed clinical social worker. And Amy Fambro is a clinical specialist with RHA Health Services. They will be using the Triple P approach, which is just another way of doing some positive parenting.
So now, these are available. They're free. They're going to be held at locations in Yancey County. Can only folks from Yancey County attend, or is it just on open to everybody?
It's open to anyone who would like to attend.
Yeah, just have to be willing to come to Yancey County.
Right, and we're doing it in several places in Yancey County. We may have weather. If there's one that you would really like to do, but it was canceled because of weather or you weren't able to get there, then you may have to drive a little bit further, but you will have the opportunity to attend that class. You can come to one or all that interest you.
So I know because of the fact you're talking about food and child care, you need to know ahead of time, like you mentioned. What do folks need to do to register?
We have several ways you can register. You can register online. You have to type this into the web address box rather than just kind of Googling it. So if you will type in bit.ly/Family Matters Registration. Again, that's bit.ly/Family Matters Registration. That will take you to a registration page.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can call the partnership office at 828-682-0717. Or you can contact Teresa Emery at 828-284-2287.
And they can help get you registered.
Somewhere. Again, there may be some weather issues with that. If you are registered and there are weather issues, then we will notify you because we'll have your information that we can get in touch with you. And then Thursday, March the 22nd is the next class.
Okay. Well, we hope that folks will take advantage for that. Again, it's going to be in Yancey County, and it is part of the Yancey Alliance for Young Children, but it's open to everyone. So if you'd like some parenting help, and who doesn't need that?
Absolutely.
Then just be sure to check that out and get more information. Just remember you're dealing with the Blue Ridge Partnership for Children. You can find them easy enough and get a hold of them to start with, and they'll help you from there.
Yes, and this project is funded by the Community Foundation of Western North Carolina, so we'd like to say thank you to them for helping us make this available.
Sounds like a great program, and we hope that a lot of folks will take advantage of it. Well, Ruthie, thank you for letting us know about it, okay?
Thank you, Bruce.
Thanks to our guest today, Ruthie Stiles of the Blue Ridge Partnership for Children, and thank you for listening to today's Community Close-Up.